You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Batter up!
This is amazing because you wake up, you get your coffee, you get your breakfast, boom, baseball is on,
it's right
baseball
there.
Is back.
It's time for Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
This is going to be unbelievable.
With Lucy Burge.
I don't know if we are eventually going to have Aaron Judge conspiracy theories.
And Jake Hassan.
This is just going to be the biggest bloodbath, and I mean that in a great way.
Betting K's and debating your plays.
This is a great spot for the kid. He gets the opening day start, baby Pedro. He's like 15 years old.
Play ball.
No sweat. Have a fun time. Good luck out there. Do your best.
Welcome to Bet Slips and Bat Flips, presented by BetMGM. I'm Lucy Burge, alongside my great co-host, Jake Hassan, the Persian Kevin Love, and we are here with you, some would say, here to talk some baseball, because baseball is, of course, the best. Jake, how are you doing today?
I'm great. You know, it's a great day to hail from the great country of Persia, as I always say.
Yeah, great day to change your Twitter handle, too, because of a funny story that happens in your life. So everyone go find him on Twitter, because it's very, very exciting when you change your Twitter handle. To that, we are here. Yes, we are here to flip some bets and make some cash here on a Thursday. You can follow us wherever you get your podcasts and live every day from 2 to 2:30 on twitch.tv/BetQL and also on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page. Send in your questions, comments, and bets to the bettors box and send them to the BetQL Twitter page, drop them in the chat, and we will get to them. Step in the bettors box and let us know what's on your mind. With all of that being said, it is time to
play ball.
That is right. It is time to play ball, and we are going to look at one game we love today, because we love when you join us here on the BetQL network, and you can catch us all season long starting at 2 p.m. Eastern. So get in here, get your bets ready, send them to the bettors box, and together we will find some winners in all of our bets today. So we're going to start by recapping how our bets did yesterday. Jake, how did yesterday go for you?
Just okay. I mean, every single player prop I bet, basically they all got scratched. Gabby Moreno didn't play. Wyatt Langford didn't play. But the Royals, my Royals, came through once again against the Astros. Absolutely smoked them. And then any day that you hit a home run prop is going to be a good day. We got two this week. I know you got one yesterday too. Great day for the show. I hit Vlad Jr. at almost 5-1. You hit Tristan Casas. So overall, I feel like we're both feeling pretty good walking into today.
Exactly. I'm feeling pretty good because yesterday I said I would love to get to 500. Well, I was 2-2-1 yesterday because we did have a scratch, a lot of scratches. We will get to some rainouts today that we have today, had one yesterday. Michael Conforto to hit a home run did not come through. However, Kyle Schwarber did get over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. So the thing about this bet, Jake, is when I posted my bets, somebody responded with Kyle Schwarber's stats and said, you're dumb for taking Kyle Schwarber. Have you looked at his numbers? Have you done blah, 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 blah? You're better off. He said, you're better off getting your bets from a waitress at Hooters who works every day at Hooters. And I was like, respect to the Hooters waitress. I mean, come on, she probably knows a thing or two about sports betting as well. So I just co-tweeted it and I was like, you know what? This bet hit, sir. I won this bet. So I don't know what you're talking about. So this one was my favorite of the day because it was justice. Karma is not just a club in Seaside, folks. Kyle Schwarber, thank you very much for that win. Ozzie Albies was voided. I ran that back today, so hopefully that comes through. That game is in progress. And then Mookie Betts over 1.5 total bases. Did not get that done, but you know who did get it done? Tristan Casas. As you said, Tristan Casas hit that home run. And so that was very exciting. The rest of the game was not in Red Sox Orioles, but that one was just a golden moment.
I don't know. That game was pretty exciting, just for all the wrong reasons for you.
Exactly.
I was watching that game. It was an exciting game, especially if you were an Orioles fan, as just general baseball enjoyer Jake Hassan. That game, like I said this to you before the show, what was going on in that game? That was gross. You got wild pitches, catcher's interference. Like, that seventh inning was one of the all-time meltdowns that I've ever seen. Like, especially, definitely the meltdown of the year. But, oh my God.
Yeah, I think that game was only exciting if you were an Orioles fan because, well, maybe the beginning. They had me in the first half, maybe. But Alex Cora was heated. A lot of things going on at once, piling on top of each other with lots of things going wrong for the Red Sox. So just a tough night overall. If you're a Red Sox fan, they're going to run it back tonight. But Red Sox Orioles, we're going to get to that. Let us now dive into one game that we absolutely love for today. Jake, what was the first game that caught your eye today?
Yeah, first game on the slate that I absolutely loved today was Pirates and Phillies. I'm really excited. Jared Jones is a guy that I love to watch. He's going to make his third start. One of the Pirates' top prospects has had a good start to his career. His stuff is just absolutely filthy, and I'm excited to see him go against a Phillies team that's striking out a lot. That's, you know, kind of a tease. But he's really good. I've loved his first two starts, and I'm excited to see what he can do today.
I like that very much. I am looking at Orioles Red Sox. We have a smaller slate today, so there are fewer games to pick from.
Minuscule.
Yes, very minuscule today, Jake. That's a great word, actually. Orioles Red Sox is the game that I am looking at. Orioles are at -125, Red Sox +105. The total's at 8.5. It is Grayson Rodriguez versus Garrett Whitlock, and I have two bets in this game, one on each side of this one. So I have Tyler O'Neill over 1.5 total bases. We'll get to Tyler O'Neill later on today, but Tyler O'Neill is tied as the league leader in home runs. He's tied with Mike Trout. They both have 6 home runs. He has 12 total hits with 3 in his last 3 games and 9 total bases and 2 home runs in those last 3 games. Grayson Rodriguez starting for the Orioles, and in his last start, Grayrod gave up 2 home runs and 6 total hits. So if he is prone to do that, then I think today is a good time for Tyler O'Neill, who is batting .343, to get his average up a little bit higher even and go over on total bases than Anthony Santander to hit a home run. He has 2 home runs this season, the first 2 games of the season, so he's due. It is due's day, a great grandfather today, super senior. He has 7 hits in his last 8 games, but most importantly, Garrett Whitlock is starting for the Red Sox tonight. As mentioned, Santander has 2 hits against him, including 1 home run. So the other was a single. So I think this is a good spot for Santander to maybe hit another one, but maybe that's the only run, you know, the Orioles score, perhaps, you know, and the Red Sox score like 10. So that would be really nice. But those games are later. So we are going to look at 2 games that we have in action right now. We have Mets Braves. The total of this one coming into today was 9.5. And now we are looking at Mets just destroying the ball here. And they coming into today, the Mets +140, the Braves -165. But Jose Quintana against Alan Winans, who is having a bit of a rough go today, Jake. But I have Ozzie Albies over 1.5 total bases, Adam Duvall over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI in this game. Did you have anything in this game?
No, I didn't have anything in this game because I'm a coward. I'm a big, fat coward. I thought about betting the Mets on the money line because rookie starter for the Braves against a division rival in a weird weather game that got postponed. And I should have just done it. I was like, this is probably a spot for the Mets. And then I didn't. And now that's my lesson for the week, because the hard lessons just keep on coming for your boy, because I just don't use my brain, apparently. But, you know, we'll note it for next time. Nothing in this game I should have. But again, I'm a coward and we'll try to be better.
Well, as they say, it's a learning lesson. We are all very smart here. It's just as you have said, it be like that sometimes. If you want to bet on the Braves right now, +1200 on the money line, Mets are -5000. So that, I mean, that's kind of incredible to see the Mets right there. The total right now is at 12.5. So, I mean, if you want to bet on the Braves to make a comeback, at +12,000 is not the worst, I guess, if they can score 10 more runs, maybe. We also have one game that's about to get underway. Astros, Royals. Astros -130. Royals +110. Total is at 8.5. Hunter Brown against Brady Singer. Did you have anything in this game?
Yeah, I'm betting the Royals. Again, I'm going to keep going back to this well. My Royals, I'm going to go on the first 5 money line. Brady Singer's been good to start the year. He had a good start against Minnesota and against the White Sox, which, you know, isn't hard to do, but that was before everybody got hurt, so we'll give him a little bit more credit. But this is a guy who also was way better at home over his career, an ERA almost a run better when he pitches at Kauffman Stadium. So I'm going to bet the Royals again after they absolutely smashed the Astros yesterday, and Hunter Brown hasn't been that good this year. He's had a rough start, so I'm gonna bet that the Royals keep hitting and Brady Singer's hot start keeps going. I'm back on the Royals first 5 money line plus money. Let's do it.
Well, that the Royals, could they overtake the Diamondbacks as the team of the show? perhaps. Or I think we're still a Diamondback show, though.
No, we're still entrenched as a Diamondback show because the Royals are like, you know, I think that they have a shot to win the AL Central. I like betting them game to game. But the Diamondbacks are our World Series pick. That's what we're all in together on this show. And selfishly, sure. I kind of want the Royals, thinking to myself, because I started in like December.
No, you can have the Royals. We'll all take the Diamondbacks as a group. I think that's a beautiful thing. Now it is time to touch them all. We've got some injury news and lineup updates. And we have Twins Tigers has been postponed due to weather. That will be made up on Saturday. And then Reds and Brewers postponed as well. That will be made up on August 30th. So they have a little bit of time to think about how they're going to approach that game, because you got all summer to think of it. Then Shohei Ohtani's interpreter. We have some Shohei Ohtani news. His interpreter, Ipe Mizuhara, has been charged with bank fraud now. He had been reportedly planning to plead guilty to this, but now he's been charged with bank fraud. It was discovered he transferred more than $16 million from Ohtani's bank account to an alleged illegal sports book, federal authorities announced in an LA court. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said the bets do not appear to have been made on the sport of baseball. Okay. They don't appear to have been, but they might be. They were placed between 2021 and 2024. Ipe set up the account for Ohtani and didn't have access to Ohtani's reps or financial advisors. Okay. So I am inclined to believe Shohei Ohtani, but if we were told that Ipe is the fall guy, I wouldn't be that surprised here. He set up these accounts for Shohei Ohtani? Like, is this, I guess bank fraud would be the definition. Do you still believe Shohei Ohtani?
Yeah, I also, like, I don't really care anymore. Like, I think I'm just done with this story. Like, it was more intriguing when there was less mystery or more mystery around it. But I think I just don't care anymore. Like, okay, even if Ipe is the fall guy, it's clear that we're not going to get anything other than that story unless there's some big expose out of left field, baseball pun unintended. So I think I'm just out. I think baseball is going to stick to the story. Shohei is going to stick to the story. It seems like Ipe is going to stick to the story. And so I think I'm just done. I don't care anymore. It seems like people that aren't bettors care about this story more than actual bettors do at this point. So whatever they want to feed us, whatever. I'm just kind of over it at this point because we're just basically rehashing the same things and we're getting the same sentence just repackaged over and over. So I'm over it.
Yeah. And it's also kind of like we said at the beginning of this is we might not even know what really happened, no matter who did what. Like if Shohei Ohtani was found guilty by the MLB investigation that is going on guilty of doing this, would they even announce that? Like, would they just be like, oh, we're going to sweep this under the rug here? And, you know, he'll keep, cause he's still playing during an investigation, right, which some have said is not normal. Michael Kay has said that. But who knows? I mean, as was said, if Aaron Judge was under investigation, would Michael Kay even mention it? I don't know. But I think Ohtani, if anything happened, if he did anything and it wasn't the interpreter, I don't think we would know what happened, really. We will never know what really happened. So that's why I'm with you. This isn't grabbing me. It's not grabbing me as much as the very first day when this was announced and everyone was up in arms. Everyone was on high alert for conspiracies anyway. So I think this was just a new one to latch onto. And people were hungry for any kind of wrongdoing and like, oh, this isn't really what it really seems to be. And he's one of the biggest stars. I mean, he is the biggest star in baseball, one of the biggest stars in sports. Right. So that's why I don't think we would actually know anything. And Ipe may be the biggest fall guy of all time. And he's like, I will take it. I will take the fall for this. 16 million. That's the other thing. Like, we're getting all these details, but I still don't know really what happened, how this could have happened. Maybe it's because I'm not as literate in bank language and wire transfers as maybe some, but like physically, how did he do this? We still don't have any answers. We don't have any answers. So I'm with you. Boring, not enough stuff to look into, to grab onto. I'm out on this story as well. Like, okay, Ipe is probably going to prison for a long time and Shohei Ohtani will continue to play in Major League Baseball. I mean, that's pretty much what's going to happen anyway. So okay, moving on. So that story, we'll keep an eye on it, but I think for now, it's there's nothing really, really exciting about it, I would say. But there is a lot exciting left about this show, because this is Bet Slips and Bat Flips presented by BetMGM on BetQL. I am Lucy Burge. He is Jake Hassan. Send us your questions and comments on twitch.tv/BetQL and on YouTube at Odyssey Sports, and we will get to them. So we're going to look at the bettors box now. It is time for the bettors box, and we are going to look at what comments we have been getting. All kinds of comments. Look at this. Mark 13 Red on Twitch. Hi from Boston. Two pair emojis and two horse emojis again. Thank you very much, Mark 13 Red. Also, BU versus Denver with six hockey emojis. So, yes, I think is the answer. BU versus Denver. Go for it, Mark 13 sure. Red. I don't, whatever you're betting on in that, I'm sure.
Sounds like college hockey. BU. Right?
Yes, I believe so. So
Frozen
yes.
Four is coming up.
Yes. So if you're betting on BU, I fully support that, Mark 13 Red, because you do say you're from Boston. So yes. Also, super terrific Trevor 97 on Twitch. Hello, Lucy and Jake. Happy Thursday. Happy Thursday to you. So I'm curious, you know how each game has run line, money line, and over under. Is that because you can choose whether to bet the run line, money line, or over under? Yes. Am I correct?
I'm so confused right, by this question. Like, so, yeah, I don't know what else it would be. Like, yeah, I don't even know what the other option is here. Like, right.
The only thing I would say is you probably wouldn't bet the over and the under, but you could probably do a combination of any one. Maybe you could bet the run line and the money line and the total. You could probably do one of each. Each game does have that, I believe, because you can choose. So, you know, go crazy with it. Bet all that you want, I think.
All right. We need more questions and comments and bets today, because that just broke my brain, and I need a palate cleanser.
You know what? Super Trevor.
That just broke my brain.
Bet on whatever you want and let us know what you're betting on, because I want to know which one you pick, run line, money line, or over under in any game you would like today. I want to know what Super Terrific Trevor 97 is betting on. If you had to pick one, here's the thing, Super Terrific Trevor 97. If you had to pick one, run line, money line, over under in one game today, pick it and let us know. I think that is what I want to hear. So as we go on with the show, we will check in and see if a bet has been placed by Super Terrific Trevor 97. Please. Keep them coming. Please do. Keep it coming in the bettors box. We want to hear what's on your mind, because it is now time for the warning tracker. The odds, Jake, are telling us that it is a tight three-man race. That's what you said, for American League Rookie of the Year. Wyatt Langford is +240. Batting .261, .314 OBP, .326 slugging, .640 OPS with 4 RBI, 4 runs scored. It's a war of zero. Jackson Holliday, man of the moment, +300. He went 0-for-4 with an RBI in his season debut last night. Then we have Evan Carter, +375. He's batting .189, .362 OBP, .378 slugging, .740 OPS with 1 home run, 3 RBI, and 9 runs scored. He has a WAR of 0.6. Is there one that you are looking at for Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, I mean, I bet Wyatt Langford before the season when that was about 5-1. I still feel pretty good about that, just because he hasn't done anything spectacular yet. He's still looking for his first major league home run. But I still believe in a guy that played at the college level, had a lot of success playing in the SEC, which is the top tier college baseball league, basically, if you ask most people. And he tore up the minors. Jackson Holliday is 20 years old, never played college, went straight from high school to the majors, and yeah, played really well, but still Langford a little bit more seasoned. Evan Carter, I think, is the wild card here-ish, even though the prices are all about similar, because he famously played for the Rangers in their postseason run and has a World Series ring, and that's pretty good. But he gets on base a lot. The batting average isn't there, but overall, he's a good all-around player. I still really like Langford. Of course, Holliday is going to be the hot name. Like you said, the man of the moment. His price got shorter after last night, after he went 0-for-4 with a couple of Ks, which is crazy. But You know, I said this to you guys before the show. I think with Jackson Holliday, there's always going to be resistance. I don't think the price is ever going to drift out crazy far. You know, 5-6 to 1 is probably the best we're ever going to see, even if he skids for a little bit, because people want to bet him. He's the number one overall prospect in baseball on baseball's hottest team. People love the Orioles too. So I think there's always going to be some resistance for Jackson Holliday. Not to say that the price can't get longer or that it's only going to get shorter or that he can't win. You know, I think he's a very legitimate candidate to win, but I think that if you're ever expecting it to get to 10-1, 11-1, 12-1, that probably isn't going to happen, barring he doesn't hit well for a month or 2 months. Kind of what happened to Gunnar Henderson last year. You know, Gunnar Henderson was the favorite going into the year, didn't hit well for a couple months, got out to 35-1, which worked out really well for some of us, hard to say who, and then the price started to come back down to earth. So I would never bet Holliday at 3-1. I would wait, see if maybe it takes a little while for him to get acclimated. You guys were talking about, you and Matt were saying he looks nervous. Maybe that continues. I don't know. I really like Wyatt Langford still. I think that there is opportunity, though, still, because all these guys are so not struggling, but nobody's come out and grabbed this. Langford has a very pedestrian line. Carter has a very pedestrian line. We're waiting for Jackson Holliday's first hit. So I think that there is opportunity for somebody to come out of the woodwork here. I think Brian Rocchio of the Guardians is very interesting. I think that Cole Keith is still very interesting for the Tigers. So by no means is this over. Kind of like we were saying yesterday with NL Rookie of the Year. We were saying, oh, 4-man race was really a 5-man race and still time to go. I think that AL Rookie of the Year is still wide open. I think that it's rightly priced that Langford, Holliday, and Carter are the top three. But this is still anybody's game by far.
Oh, I completely agree with that. I'm also on Wyatt Langford and was before the season. Jackson Holliday, though, the anticipation for him getting called up and the coverage of it was like you said, the hype with him and the way that he is packaged as like the next big thing does indicate his odds might shorten, and then he is where he is on this odds list. But you even had him like stepping off the bus. You had him in the dugout. You had, oh my God, his family, blah, 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 blah. And he went 0-for-4. So, I mean, Jackson Holliday to get a hit tonight was very enticing, I will say. I believe it was minus 150 when I saw it at BetMGM. To hit a home run, plus 1100 it was this morning. And those are enticing because it does feel like once he settles down, and he did seem a little nervous. So I think once he had his first run through, he had his first game, and now maybe he will settle down a bit. So Jackson Holliday to get his first hit tonight, not the craziest bet in the world, I think. Now it is time to look at which teams are favored to have the worst record in the league. So the Rockies lead the pack here with plus 220. The A's plus 240. The White Sox plus 250. The Nationals plus 550. Marlins plus 2,500. Angels plus 8,000. The Mets plus 10,000. Jake, which team would you pick of these to have the worst record?
Yeah, I have no problems with the top of this list. Rockies, A's, White Sox, obviously, they're all pretty terrible. I think the White Sox out of those three are the one that I would pick because they're very injured and things don't look like they're getting better over there. But I think the Nationals shouldn't be priced like this. I kind of like this Nationals team. I think they're a little scrappy. I think the Marlins, though, at 25-1, I think that should be way shorter. They're currently the worst team in the league. They're there. Why are they 25-1? They are there. Literally, it's already happening in front of our eyes. You open the standings, there are the Marlins at the bottom. And I think that things could go off the rails here. We got a report yesterday that Skip Schumacher, their manager, who just won Manager of the Year last year, is like, yeah, I don't know, I'm probably not sticking around here. I'm going to be looking for greener pastures because the Marlins won't give him an extension. They took away his team option. Wouldn't you think you want to pick that up after your guy just wins Manager of the Year in his first year? That's crazy to me. And then Jazz Chisholm always ends up getting hurt at some point. I expect that to happen because that's what his career has been so far. And their pitchers can't stay healthy. Sandy Alcantara is out for the year already. And Sixto Sanchez, yeah, we've been waiting for him to capitalize on being a top prospect for like 8 years. I think that their rotation is stuck together with scotch tape and bubble gum. So I think the Marlins, for a team that's already in the basement, 25-1 is way too long of a price.
Jake, we are simpatico because that stuck out to me as well. Why are they that far down the list? They are 2-11. Like, they haven't even won three games yet this season, and they're like, oh yeah, you can just get them as a longer shot because maybe they'll get better. This team is not getting better. They're not going to get better. And I agree. Plus 2,500, this would be my pick just ahead of the White Sox. If I was to pick in the top of this list, sorry, but it would be the White Sox. Sorry, Sean. They are currently 2-10. But the Marlins have a 2-11 record, which of course is worse. So you would think they would be higher on this list, as you said. So I would take the Marlins here. Business moves that are not that smart that this team is making. Because yeah, why would you do that to his contract? I don't know. But yeah, the Marlins, I don't see a lot of hope for them. So I would pick them plus 2,500. Now let's take a look at which teams are favored to have the best record in the league. We got Dodgers plus 135, Braves plus 300, Yankees plus 700, Astros plus 1300, Rangers plus 1600, Phillies plus 2000. Same for the Orioles. What would you do with this, Jake? Which team?
Yeah, this is much harder to kind of figure. I mean, the Dodgers, obviously, and they're at 10 wins. They're one of the two teams with 10 wins. Never the Yankees. Obviously, the Astros, to me, this price is crazy because they don't look good right now. They are struggling. They're in the basement of the AL West. They're down 2-0 to the Royals as we speak in the first inning. My Royals. So I think, though, the Orioles are interesting at 20-1 just because they have Corbin Burns. Grayson Rodriguez looks great. They'll get Kyle Bradish back at some point. Their lineup is amazing. I think that's too long of a price. Never the Twins, never the Mariners. I think the only one at a longer price that's interesting is the Orioles. It's probably just going to end up being the Dodgers, though.
Yeah, I know. I see, that's the thing coming into the season. I thought, oh, the Dodgers are so rated. So, like, the hype is so high. Will they be overrated? And they're kind of living up to expectations so far. Yeah, Twins plus 500, Mariners plus 5,000, excuse me. Mariners plus 5,000. I would go with the Orioles. My Orioles, not this weekend or this week, but they're my Orioles every other time they're not playing the Red Sox because they are my World Series pick. Orioles plus 2,000. They had 101 wins last season. The way they've been playing, from what I've been watching, has been very impressive. I don't think it's just because they're playing the Red Sox. I think that this is a good team. They are going to win a ton of games this season. They, of course, are my World Series pick. So I would take them to have the best record. The Yankees, I looked at first and I thought, that team, they're good, but can they sustain it? I don't know. You never know with the Yankees. So like you said, no to the Yankees. So I would take the Orioles plus 2,000 to have the best record. It might end up being the Braves. I would, you know what, honestly, I would take the Braves over the Dodgers plus 300. They did it last year, and I think that maybe they could do it again, but the Orioles are the team I am going with plus 2,000 to have the best record. It is time now for the 7-minute stretch. We're going to go around the league and look at the two games that are happening. We're going to go all around. We're looking at A's Rangers. A's plus 150, Rangers minus 185, total 9.5. JP Sears against John Gray. Do you have anything in this game?
Yeah, I will be betting on John Gray. He has really good history versus this A's team, and it's the A's. My bet in this game is going to be the A's first three under 1.5 team total. Under a half, I'm sorry. The A's to go scoreless in the first three innings. First time through the lineup, I think John Gray smokes them here.
Nice. Pirates, Phillies. Pirates plus 120. Phillies minus 145. Total is at 9. Jared Jones, Ranger Suarez. What do you think of this game?
Yeah, I love the Pirates in this spot against a lefty, too. They've crushed lefties all year long, and Ranger Suarez does not have good history against this Pirates lineup. And I love Jared Jones. I love his stuff against a free-swinging Phillies team. I think he's primed for a good day. I like the Pirates on the first five as dogs.
Love that. Now it is time for the walk-off. We're going to wrap up our plays and any stayaways, any parting words, bets for today, Jake.
Yep, like I said, to start, we're sweating Royals first five right now. It's going pretty well. They're up 5-0, and it is one out in the bottom of the first. So feel pretty good about that with Brady Singer then for the next couple innings. So nice lead there. I also like the Pirates first five, like I talked about, A's first three under a half. And the Orioles tonight, I'm sorry, Lucy, Orioles minus 120 for my lungs. This is way mispriced.
Yeah, I understand, Jake. That's okay. Because I also have Anthony Santander to hit a home run. Ozzie Albies today, over 1.5 total bases. That's in progress. Hopefully that happens. Adam Duvall, over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. Also in progress. Hopefully that happens as well. And Tyler O'Neill, over 1.5 total bases tonight. Thank you all so much for watching today. Be sure to subscribe to Bet Slips and Bat Flips wherever you get your podcasts. And watch us tomorrow at 2, right here. Same time, same place. And of course, don't forget to bet smarter and beat the books and bet with a BetMGM. If you don't have BetMGM, use my offer code Lucy and sign up there. Thank you, Jake. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Sean. We will see you all right here tomorrow on Bet Slips and Bat Flips.
Jeremy Hazelbaker.